Why do you need a retirement number target? Most people leave their retirement vision as a vague wish of figuring it out later, but numbers do not lie. Turning retirement from a vague wish into a calculable target is the first step of financial planning. Instead of worrying about whether it is enough, first answer how much you need. A retirement number target does not ask you to predict life decades ahead with precision. It provides an anchor that can be checked year by year. With this anchor, savings, spending, and career pace can all revolve around it, avoiding a passive drifting state. A common mistake is equating the retirement target with saving one huge lump sum. In fact, the target is jointly determined by four variables: spending, horizon, sources, and withdrawal rules. The four variables constrain each other, and looking at any single number in isolation distorts the picture. This article uses the four numbers framework to break retirement planning into four dimensions: annual retirement spending, total capital goal, time horizon, and withdrawal rules, helping you build a calculation system that can be revised over time and bring retirement planning back to an executable level. The first number is annual retirement spending. It is the foundation of the whole system. It refers to the annual cost needed to maintain your target lifestyle after retirement, including food, housing, transport, healthcare, insurance, social activities, and travel. The recommended baseline is current spending multiplied by an adjustment factor. The factor is usually greater than 1, because after retirement you have more time and travel, socializing, and health maintenance tend to rise. At the same time, if debts such as a mortgage are cleared, that offsets part of the increase. Another method is the line item ledger approach. Divide spending into fixed items, flexible items, and unexpected items, give each a lower and upper bound, and take the weighted middle value. The finer the ledger, the more stable the estimate, and the easier it is to compare against reality after retirement. A special reminder concerns inflation. Even if long-term inflation stays at a moderate level, the purchasing power of today's 100,000 will shrink noticeably in 20 years. When budgeting, always express amounts in today's prices and leave a mechanism for future adjustment. The second number is the total retirement capital goal. Once you have annual spending, the next step is to scale it up into a total capital goal. The simplest approach multiplies annual spending by the expected number of years, but this method ignores the growth of assets during retirement and clearly overestimates the amount needed. A more reasonable approach introduces a capitalization multiplier. Divide annual spending by an assumed sustainable withdrawal ratio, and the result is the target principle. For example, if the withdrawal ratio is 4%, the target principle is 25 times annual spending. The total capital goal should also include a buffer layer. For large items such as sudden medical needs, caregiving, or financial support for children, it is recommended to add a fixed amount special reserve on top of the total goal, kept separate from daily cash flow. Finally, break the total goal into executable annual increments. Using current net assets, monthly saving capacity, and remaining working years as inputs, work backwards to find how much needs to be added each year, then arrange consumption and career plans accordingly. The third number is the retirement time horizon. The retirement horizon decides how long the capital must last. A common approach sets the start at the statutory retirement age and the end at life expectancy. The difference is the base horizon. The base horizon is only a median concept. Real lifespan is uncertain, so it is recommended to add 5 to 10 years of conservative margin beyond life expectancy, especially for couples where the longer-lived spouse should be the baseline. The horizon also affects the withdrawal ratio in reverse. The longer the horizon, the lower the annual withdrawal ratio can be, the shorter it is, the higher it can go. The two need an explicit conversion relationship instead of guesswork. It also needs dynamic updating. Every 3 to 5 years, recalculate the remaining horizon and withdrawal pace with new life expectancy and asset information, turning the calculation from a one-time conclusion into a rolling revision. The fourth number is the realistic version of the safe withdrawal rate. The safe withdrawal rate is one of the most widely spread concepts in retirement planning, commonly cited as 4%. It comes from backtesting decades of U.S. historical data, meaning that in the first year of retirement you withdraw 4% of the principal and then raise it with inflation each year, allowing capital to support a long period. 4% is not a universal constant. Historical backtesting depends on the long-term return mix of a particular market, and results diverge sharply across countries, asset allocations, and fee levels. Treat it as an experience value, not a precise conclusion. A more robust approach is tiered withdrawal. Divide capital into short-term cash, medium-term fixed income, and long-term equity, with each tier supporting a different span of cash flow, rather than demanding all capital satisfy the same withdrawal ratio at once. The withdrawal ratio also needs to incorporate lifestyle flexibility. If a large share of spending is compressible, you can actively reduce withdrawals in poor market years. Such flexible withdrawal protects the principal better than a fixed ratio. Behind the four numbers lie life cycle assumptions. The four numbers look independent but share a set of life cycle assumptions: the income curve, family structure, health expectations, and the stability of the target lifestyle. When assumptions change, all four numbers neigh.